The reading is from St. Paul's letter to the Hebrews.
Let us be attentive.
Brethren, it was fitting that we should have such a high priest, holy, blameless, unstained, separated from sinners, exalted above the heavens. He has no need, like those high priests, to offer sacrifices daily, first for his own sins, and then for those of the people. He did this once for all when he offered up himself. Indeed, the law appoints men in their weakness as high priests, but the word of the oath, which came later than the law, appoints a son who has been made perfect forever. Now the point in what we are saying is this: we have such a high priest, one who is seated at the right hand of the throne of the Majesty in heaven, a minister in the sanctuary and the true tent, which is set up not by man, but by the Lord.
Be with you, the reader. Wisdom, arise, let us listen to the Holy Gospel. Peace be with all.
The reading is from the Holy Gospel according to St. Matthew.
Let us be attentive.
At that time, Jesus went to the district of Tyre and Sidon, and behold, a Canaanite woman from that region came out and cried, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." But he did not answer her a word, and his disciples came and begged him, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." He answered, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." But she came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And he answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." She said, "Yes, Lord. Yet even the dogs eat the crumbs that fall from their master's table." Then Jesus answered her, "O woman, great is your faith. Be it done for you as you desire." And her daughter was healed instantly.
Be to you who proclaim the gospel.
Good morning. How many of us are following at least a little bit the Winter Olympics? Raise your hand. Following the Winter Olympics, maybe a little bit. Do you remember that cross-country skier from Afton, Minnesota? That's like near Stillwater. Have you ever heard about Jessie Diggins, is her name? So Jessie Diggins won the gold medal with her teammate in the 2018 Olympic cross-country skiing team sprint. And it was a very dramatic victory. But now, Jesse Diggins is still making many headlines. Over the past year, Jesse Diggins won the 2021 Tour de Ski, a first for an American. She placed first in the overall World Cup 2020-2021 season standings, winning the biggest annual prize in cross-country skiing. And now, all eyes are on her during the Winter Olympics. But let's take a moment and consider. How many times did she fall in the snow before becoming a world champion skier? How many times did she wipe out in the snow? How many times did she, through the years and years and years of practice since childhood, did she fail? How many setbacks? How many lost races? How many wipeouts in the snow? In today's gospel lesson, we read about a woman who had many setbacks, not in skiing, but in her prayer to God. In today's gospel, a Canaanite woman tries to approach Christ, desperately crying out to him, saying, "Have mercy on me, O Lord, Son of David. My daughter is severely possessed by a demon." Imagine the anguish she would have had over her daughter. But even worse, her heart must have sunk when, as the gospel tells us, Christ did not answer her a word. But even worse, Jesus' own disciples came and begged Christ, saying, "Send her away, for she is crying after us." Imagine the social embarrassment. This was especially bad back then in what sociologists call an honor-shame society. Imagine the hurt she must have felt. Then, now let's unpack what happened next. Yet even worse, Christ responded, "I was sent only to the lost sheep of the house of Israel." You see, the woman was a Canaanite, and Canaanites were pagans and ancestral enemies of the Jews, even 1,000 years past, for 1,000 years. The Old Testament has many stories about fighting with Canaanites. A Canaanite had no right to ask a Jew for anything. She didn't know her place in that honor-shame society. Then, out of desperation, the Canaanite woman came and knelt before him, saying, "Lord, help me." And then, worst of all, Christ answered, "It is not fair to take the children's bread and throw it to the dogs." These are not minor setbacks or mere wipeouts in the snow. What setbacks in prayer might we have today? We might think, we are too busy for God, or we aren't connected with God, or that we don't feel prayer is important, or that we don't think our prayers count, or that going to church is, that's enough. We don't develop that daily relationship with Christ. Wipeouts in the snow. These and others that may come to our minds are just wipeouts in the snow. Wipeouts in the snow, however, do not end our lifelong training in prayer. We like the Canaanite woman or like Jesse Diggins, we need to keep trying and not give up. Prayer is a lifelong commitment, slow but steady, with perseverance. Consider the Canaanite woman's great perseverance. Despite her family's suffering, despite Jesus not answering, despite the social shame she felt when the disciples were asking her to be sent away, despite Jesus saying no, despite being compared to dogs, the Canaanite woman persevered in prayer. Greatness comes with perseverance. Consider, brothers and sisters, our local hero athlete, Jesse Diggins. Listen to what she said in a recent interview and relate it in your minds and in your hearts to prayer. Jesse Diggins said, "I'm not necessarily the best technical skier or the strongest or the most powerful, but I'm really good at suffering for a long time." In other words, during those excruciating 15-kilometer races, she would, at the end, collapse after crossing the finish line in exhaustion. It takes intense perseverance to the point of suffering to make a great cross-country skier. Is this not so in prayer? Sometimes we suffer as we pray through our long journey in faith. It takes perseverance. Jesse Diggins also said, "You can't control how other people race or if somebody crashes in front of you and takes you down, but you can control your own effort. And you can control if you're the person who gives the most." And so basically my goal is to be the person who gives the most. Again, isn't this not so with prayer? The saints are not our sports heroes, but faith heroes who gave the most. They persevered in prayer. Perseverance in prayer is akin to practicing cross-country skiing. The key is long-term regularity and getting up again after falling in the snow. In my family, we have 5 wonderful small children, and understandably, our prayer sessions are rather short and often interrupted by the little ones. At our home for many years, we had a little quote taped on the wall near our icons. It is from St. Ambrose of Optina. It was placed there rather, well, tongue-in-cheek. St. Ambrose wrote this: "If you do not feel like praying, you have to force yourself. The Holy Fathers say that prayer with force is higher than prayer unforced. You do not want to, but force yourself. The kingdom of heaven is taken by force." Matthew chapter 11, verse 12. So even the saints who are experts in prayer admit that prayer is difficult and often forced. It is a myth that prayer is an easy, flowing connection with God. Prayer is difficult, kind of like practicing for cross-country skiing races. Perseverance is key, even if you can only manage a short-distance race. brothers and sisters, always remember that life in prayer is one of perseverance, regularity. Every day, we play the long game, long-term, persistent prayer, not to try it once and quit. We will wipe out in the snow at times, but we must keep the trajectory of our progress up every day towards God. When we fall, we need to keep trying and get up out of the snow. Any of us can become a Jesse Diggins of prayer. Every one of us is made in the image of God and has the potential even to become a saint. But unlike Olympic athletes, we win even if we are not superstars at prayer. We still win. God accepts our humble, simple, real prayer. We don't have to run a 15-kilometer race. We don't have to medal in prayer like the saints did. We still win by praying regularly, humbly, and with perseverance. We play the long game. We play to win not a gold medal, but a crown of incorruption when we complete not a race course, but the course of this life. May we always persevere in prayer, although wiping out in the snow at times, but always getting up again, giving ourselves to the Lord as we strive for that crown of incorruption. Amen.